Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erev and daf Mem Beis. We are starting right at the top with Halacha Gimel and Vilchus daf Tzalam Tesamar Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lunishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shad Haven Aliyah. So the Mishnah says Anshe Chatzar Shachach Echad Mehen Veloy Erev. We have a whole bunch of Yidden living in a Chatzar, and one guy simply forgot to join in the Erev. And as we said before, if one guy's not part of it, no one's able to use the Chatzar. And this guy, as the Gemara is going to explain right at the beginning, he was Mevatals or Shos. That was very generous of him. Who's allowed to carry? What are they allowed to do now? Beisoy Asur Melachnus Lahotzi Loy Vilohem. His house is also for him and them to carry in and out of from the chatzar. The chatzar itself is theirs because he was mevatel's rishus to them and they're allowed to use it. But his house is not part of the bittul. He keeps it exclusively there for himself. So obviously he's allowed to carry in his house, but in and out of his house into the chatzar is also for him and for them. Now vishalhem, their homes, mutar loy vilohem, as much for him and for them to carry in and out of, because since it's their rishus, he's allowed to carry in and out of their homes. He's just not allowed to carry in the chatzar itself. And let's say nosnu loy rishusan, they were kind enough to mevatel their rishus to him, who mutter v'hinasurin. He's mutter in this whole area, their asur. Now let's say hayu shnayim, two fellows forgot to join in the Erev. So then, oisun zal zeh, they asur each other, she'echon noisun rishus v'noitel rishus, one guy could give rishus and take rishus, u'shnayim noisun rishus v'eino noitel rishus, two people could give their rishus, they can mevatel their rishus to other people in the chatzar, but they cannot receive rishus. Because if you think about it simply, even if everyone in the chatzar is mevatel their rishus to the two guys that forgot, that means that there's two people right now that own the chatzar, but both of those people forgot to make an Erev with each other, so they're still stuck and they can't carry here. And the Gemara quotes Mishnah, Anshe Chatzar Shachach Mehen V'le'irev Chulu Shelahen Mutarn Loy V'lohem. And this is where the Gemara clarifies Shibita Rishusai. This one guy who forgot was Mevatel his Rishus to everybody else, and that's why they're allowed to use it. And the question now is, Ma'u Shetachzar Chalila? What about them? What about going back in a circle? Could they now be Mevatel their Rishus to him to allow him to use it? So Talmidoy de Rav, the Talmidim Rav Rav say B'shem Rav Chazers Chalila. They could be Mevatel to each other. Whereas Shmuel Amr Shmuel says Ein Chazers Chalila. They can't go be Mevatel to each other. Once the guy who forgot was Mevatel's Rishus to everyone else, they can't now go and be Mevatel their Rishus to him. Now the Gemara suggests, Masisa Pligal Shmuel. It seems to be that our Mishnah is not like Shmuel, because what does our Mishnah say? Shalahen Mutarn Loy Velohem Shibita Rishusai, that their Rishus is Mutar for him and for them because he was Mevatel's Rishus. And Vatanino, the Mishnah then follows up by saying, Nasun Loy Rishusan, if they gave him their Rishus, who Mutar Vahina Surin, he now is Mutar to carry and their Asur. And that's Mashma, that this was step one and then step two. Step one, that he was Mevatel's Rishus to them. Step two is they were Mevatel their Rishus to him. And so we see that they are allowed to do this. Or the Gemara says, possibly we can explain as follows. Let's start in Himasnisa. The Mishnah is talking about two separate cases. It's either or. Either he's Mevatel his Rishus to them, and then he can't carry in and out of his house, or they're Mevatel their Rishus to him, but not both. Now the Gemara just lists a whole bunch of cases when Bittul Rishus does work and when it doesn't, and all these are very detailed, but they're really not that complicated. The basic idea is what we mentioned before, that one or two people could be Mevatel Rishus, but they are not able to receive Rishus. And from here till the end of the Amud, we're going to have a number of Girsa changes, so just pay attention to them. We begin, Tani, the Brisa says, Echad Shaloi Irev, Naisin Rishusai, Lechad She'irev, a guy who made an Erev, Kigrev is Rishus, to a person who did not make an Erev, or Shnaim She'irvu, Naisin Rishusan, Lechad Shaloi Irev, two people who joined an Erev could give their Rishus to one person who did not join in the Erev, and also, Ushnaim Shaloi Irvu, two people who didn't join an Erev, Naisin Rishusan, Lechnaim She'irvu, could give their Rishus to two people who did join an Erev, Ayla Echad Shaloi Irev, or to one person who did not join in the Erev. And the Chiddush over here in the beginning is what we're talking about, is there's actually three people in the chatzar. Two of them made an Erev, one of them forgot. And the Chiddush in the first case where he said that one who didn't make an Erev could give his Rishus to one who did make an Erev, that means he doesn't have to mevatel his Rishus to both of them. We have Reuven and Shimon Levi in the chatzar. Reuven and Shimon made an Erev, Levi did not. So when he's being mevatel his Rishus, he doesn't have to mevatel to both Reuven and Shimon. He could just mevatel to one of them, and that's sufficient. And the bottom line is that all these cases we just mentioned is that Bittul Rishus works. We continue now with cases where it doesn't work. Aval, loy echad she'irev, nezer Rishusai le'echad shaloy irev. One person who did join an Erev is not able to give his Rishus to one guy who did not join an Erev, and that's because since there's a third guy in this chatzar, as we just mentioned, he needs to be able to receive that Rishus as well due to the fact that he didn't join in. So it can't just be one giving it to one, it has to be one giving it to two. And also, v'ein shtayim she'irvu nesun rishusan l'shnayim shaloy irvu, two who did make an Erev are not able to mevatel their Rishus to two people who did not make an Erev, like we said in the Mishnah. And v'ein shtayim shaloy irvu nesun rishusan l'shnayim shaloy irvu, we also can't have it that two people who did not make an Erev are not able to mevatel their Rishus to another two people who didn't make an Erev either. And that's what we conclude with Mem Beis on Beis on top. Hakol Nosen Rishus V'Notel Rishus. Anyone can give Rishus and take Rishus. Chutz Mishnayim Shalai Irvu. Except for two people who didn't join in the Erev. Shehein Nosen Rishus. They could be Mevatel Rishus to somebody else. Ve'eino Notel Rishus. But they're not able to receive Rishus. Now Chizdoy Amar, he says, Asar Yisrael Shayidarim Bayas Echad. Let's say we have 10 Yidin living in the same house. Kol Echad Mechad Tzarech Levatel Rishusai. Each and every one has Mevatel Rishus. When it comes to Erev, one guy can give bread for all of them. But when it comes to Bittul Rishus, if none of them joined in the Erev, they each each have to be mevatel rishus individually. And Rav Yossi tells us, asar goyim shayudarim ba'is echad, 10 goyim that live in the same house, kol echad ve'echad tzarech lahaskir rishusai, each and every one has to be maskir rishus. As we said previously, by goyim, they can't be mevatel rishus, they have to rent their rishus out, and 10 goyim living in the same house is like 10 individual entities that all have to rent out their rishus. Now Rav Bahi tells us, ma'asab ishtei shel parsi echad, there's a story with the wife of a Persian, shaskira chatzar shalosh shaloi midas baila, that she rented out her chatzar without the das of her husband. He didn't know about it. And also Kumi Rav Shmuel, he came in front of Rav Shmuel, Vishara, and he permitted this, and that's because it was a wife. A wife is able to be maskir the rishus of her husband. One random guy can't do it for another one, but a wife to her husband is able to do it. And Sovereign Memar, they want to say, afilu shamashu l'kitoi, even if this guy is just a shamash, he's the attendant of the non-Jew, or he's his locket, which means he's his harvester. Basically, during the months of harvest, he is hired to take care of the harvest for this non-Jew, and so he's considered like his shliach in some way. He lives in his household, he's part of his household, and therefore he's also able to rent out the guy's rishus for him. And here we have a klal which we've mentioned previously a bunch of times, but the Gemara says it clearly, halacha Yisrael mevatel v'hagoy maskir. The halacha is that a Yisrael could be mevatel's rishus, but the guy has to be maskir, he has to rent his rishus out. Ask the Gemara mevatel l'hagoy, let the guy be mevatel's rishus. Why does he have to rent it out? Why can't he just be mevatel it? And the answer is chayzer hulai. He'll just be chayzer on it, he'll retract. He'll go out and use the chatzar, use the mavoi, and that undoes his bittel, that nullifies the bittel, because it's showing that he's not really mevatel it due to the fact that he's using it. Ask the Gemara, me'ata filu maskir chayzer hubai. If that's a svara, then why don't we say the same thing by maskir? Even if he rents out his rishus in the chatzar, he'll just go out and use it. That's a chazara, that's a nullification of it, and that's going to cause a problem for the yid. And the answer is that no, mikan v'helich begezel humishtamish. From here on, he's stealing it. If he legally rented out his rights to the chatzar, even if he now uses it, he's not allowed to. That's stealing, and that doesn't ruin it for the yid. So now we ask, ad heichan, up until where? Meaning, how is the schiras done? How much money has to be spent? How does it work? So yevakai demar Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rav Mana bar Tanchum. Let's bring like what Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Mana bar Tanchum, and Rabbi Avohu said b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, that ein karka nikas pachim shava pruta. One isn't able to acquire land with less than a shava pruta, so there has to be a legal contract with at least the value of a pruta. However, milsa Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Amar, Rabbi Yaakov Acha says afilu be'egas afilu b'tamara, even with something very small like a nut or a date, that's enough for the schiros. That's because the schiros grew up. It doesn't have to be like a real proper schiros, and it can be even less than a shava pruta. And we have another case regarding this with Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha can have a nafak lachsanaya when he would go out. He was traveling and he was a guest in a hotel. This is a non-Jewishly owned hotel. So in hava mishkach miyavetakana hava avad. If he was able to do a takana, he would do it. Meaning, if he was able to get the non-Jewish innkeeper to rent him his rights, so then he would do that. Vin loy. But if he wasn't able to do that, so then mevader manoi, he would scatter all of his articles that he owned all over the place. Yav chotra hacha, sandal hacha, diskaya hacha. He would put his staff over here and his sandals over there and his pouch in a different place, meaning he would put all of his personal effects in different places in this motel, in this inn, and now that shows that he's using it, he has that rishos, and that's a great way to go about it, because instead of renting the guy's rishos, he's basically showing, I have rishos here because I put my stuff, and that means I'm able to use it. And Rav Matanya tells us, Hadad Tamar, this is b'shahaya punda guy, that's only if the innkeeper is a non-Jew. Avlam haya pundak Yisrael, if the owner was a yid, ain't a chashal l'taltel, there's no chashash, and he does have to make a proper eruv. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalid, continue to discussing being mevatel rishos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.